For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My friend Chucky Brown, longtime NBA veteran, who I'm sure was watching the train wreck that was the Golden State Warriors last night. Like, Chucky joins us here on the Adam Gold Show. At the beginning of the season, I thought it was kind of a long shot that that group could really muster anything. Did they just go about this season like, was it a year they probably shouldn't have done? They should have just like torn it down before this year and started building it back up. They looked inept yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, you talking to me?
I am.
Oh, my bad.
That's all right.
My bad. Yeah. I think, you know, in any type of business, you know, you have to, you know, protect the business. You want to be loyal to your employees and all that good stuff. I think that the Warriors showed a little too much loyalty to some of those guys. I think that they should have moved Draymond when they had the chance to, and try to get something for him. Because, you know, as you know, he missed like 20 games this year for being suspended.
Yep.
I think after the whole like Jordan Poole thing, I think, you know, you had to think about moving him. I think that, you know, if you want to take care of him, maybe give him a couple more years on the contract or whatever, some more money, and then send them all somewhere. But they just looked, you know, like they wasn't ready. I mean, the Kings came out and they didn't handle the pressure. And you know, it did look like, you know, it did look like for a minute there that they were going to handle it. Like, okay, you know, we're gonna be able to weather this storm.
Right.
But the Kings kept, you know, they kept the intensity the entire game. And that's what I love about playoff basketball that you don't really get during the regular season, is the intensity and every possession mattered. So, and I think that's where, you know, it hurt the Warriors, but I think that they needed some fresh legs in there. They need some younger guys out there that could help the older guys get through it. And they didn't have that.
Yeah. I thought, first of all, Steph could not breathe on the court.
Right.
He could not breathe on the court. I think, to me, it was the, you know, Mike Brown and the Kings knew if we can limit Curry, they can't hurt us.
Right.
Klay Thompson was 0 for 10. Draymond Green did knock down a three from the right corner that looked like, oh my gosh, what year is this? But he ultimately isn't the same player he was, you know, three or four years ago. And I think that's why he played this year the way he did, why he was so obviously frustrated and borderline dirty, was because he knew he couldn't impact the game the same way. I don't understand why the Warriors didn't see that.
Well, you know, like I said, I think they had a certain loyalty, you know, which is understandable. You know, some guys, You have to look at the guys as you go on. You got to look at the guys you're going to keep and build around. And, you know, Draymond, you know, not that I'm blaming him. You know, Klay Thompson got to show up too.
Right, 100%.
Like 0 for 10, you know, that's inexcusable for a guy that's considered to be, you know, one of the so-called greatest shooters of all time. So,
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, have a financial pit stop, make sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
I just think that the Warriors were, you know, a little too loyal. They could have moved Klay as well. I think Steph is a guy you could build around. He still got something there. So I think that Steph is the guy that you keep. You know, Kuminga is another one.
Yeah.
Kuminga and the big kid, Looney. You know, those three guys I'm definitely keeping. Now I'm going to add some pieces around there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And go through free agency and draft. And I think the Warriors, you know, now they're going to be caught in a rebuilding stage. And, you know, that's you just went into a new arena and you're going to be talking about rebuilding. So, I mean, you know, they got to figure something out quick. You know, but they just got, you know, they got, and you only have a certain amount of time when you're winning championships. You only have a certain amount of time to be around there because other teams are trying to catch you and get better, you know. And like you said, like Steph had problems breathing, but he still, you know, is able to get some buckets another way. He just needed a little more help. And Draymond did hit a jumper from the corner, but he also shot an air ball too from the corner.
Well, that's what I expected. That's when I realized, okay, it's 2024. I don't know what happened before. Chucky Brown is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Yeah, I mean, to me, the Warriors were a predictable outcome. The Lakers played very well in spite of the fact that LeBron and Anthony Davis were wildly inefficient offensive players, but they got enough from Rui Hachimura and D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves to kind of make it work. I don't know if that was really not, it might have been more about New Orleans than it was about the Lakers. And now they get now they get the Nuggets. Are the Lakers a threat to the Nuggets in your eyes?
Yeah, I think they are. If they are only if LeBron, you know, he's probably going to be, you know, top two best players on the floor every night. So you're good there.
Right.
But Anthony Davis is the guy. He's got to stay healthy, you know. And then the supporting cast, Hachimura, D'Lo, and Austin Reeves, they got to show up too. So the Lakers have a lot more ifs, but yeah, they can be a threat because I don't think, you know, from what I've seen, like last year when I was watching the playoffs, like from the first round, I was like, oh man, the Nuggets, they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
I was like, they were probably winning, you know, from the beginning, but I don't see that same Nugget team with that same, you know, that same fire like that. So okay. I think that right there helps the Lakers. And I don't know how much better the Lakers are either, but I don't think the Nuggets are better than they were last year. So I think it's going to be tougher for them to win it this year.
And just history tells us if you're going to get a team like the Nuggets, you'd have to get them early anyway, right?
Yep. Got to get them early before they get going. Yep.
All right. Let me ask. First of all, do we raise an eyebrow when Zion leaves the court and they call it leg soreness? I don't even understand that. So, I mean, he was a great player last night. He's had a great year. I mean, he had 40 and 11 and 5 assists. And, I mean, we all know what Zion brings to the court. But they've got to have him.
Right. Yeah, they got to have him on the floor. And, you know, that 82 games, that's a tough year. I don't know how many – I didn't look and see how many games he played, but the games when he's out there, he's good.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? he is good. So, you know, I don't know whether it's going to be like and you know, I'm not trying to body shame nobody, but he's just a big, heavy guy.
He is.
So he's going to have to work on, like, maybe getting a little lighter or, you know – toning down the explosion to when he actually needs it. You know what I'm saying? I hope people understand what I'm saying.
Like a pitcher who doesn't need his 100 mile an hour fastball all the time.
Right.
Okay.
Don't explode and be dunking all the time. Like if you get a fast break layup, in no time, lay it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're going through traffic, go in there explosive and dunk it then. You know, so he's going to have to, you know, and it's hard in New Orleans to, you know, cut your weight down because the food is so good down there. We're going to have to ask him to cut down that explosion stuff.
And, you know, it's funny. He played 70 games this year. Chucky Brown is joining us.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he played 70 games this year. And it looked to me like he wasn't necessarily – he's been in better shape, but played fewer games when he was in better shape. I don't know if this is better for – I have no idea. But they obviously need him. We'll close on this. Who is the most dangerous team to the Nuggets in the West? Is it top seeded Oklahoma City or is it somebody else?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.
Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, man. The most dangerous team, I mean, I could say right now it's the Lakers because that's who they got next.
Right.
And I really think that if Anthony Davis is healthy, he can cancel out Jokic. He can cancel him out. I'm going to say, man, that's a pretty good question. I'm going to say it's going to be – I'm going to give it to the Thunder because they're home. They're a young team.
Yeah.
And sometimes those young teams are dangerous to play against because they don't know any better. They don't know the pressure and all of that stuff. So I'm gonna say the Thunder. The Lakers are the most immediate threat, but I'm gonna say the Thunder.
Yeah, they are super talented too. Oklahoma City Thunder. They might have gotten here a little earlier than even they expected, but they are definitely coming. Chucky Brown, NC State legend. I know you enjoyed your Wolfpack this year. We got to talk more about that another time, but I appreciate your time today, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
You got it. Chucky Brown. You could hear Chucky's fun smile.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
Love me some Chucky Brown. He might have been walking his dogs right now. Chucky is a notorious carry dog walker.
Oh, well, that's a good little hobby to have.
Oh, yeah. He's got great dogs.
Dogs are great.
Loves walking.
Walking's good.
I see him all, when I've been out and about in Cary.
Yeah.
Invariably, there's Chucky walking his dogs.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.